Maryland lawmakers are traveling to the annual International Climate Summit in Glasgow, and they're pushing the U.S. to take immediate action to reach national climate goals. Maryland State Delegate Patrick Young is heading to overseas to attend the talks. He's especially concerned because Maryland is experiencing more extreme weather and flooding from climate change. He thinks the 2020s are a critical time to take action to reach goals set for the future, and passage of the Build Back Better plan, which Congress is debating, is key to cutting planet warming emissions.
The Build Back Better plan and the pieces that specifically address climate change is going to provide us that pathway so that when we think of 2020 in the future, that this is the decade that we came together internationally to reach our goals because of the threat that is imminent to all of us and not just to a few of us.
The Biden administration's plan includes more than $500 billion in investments to curb climate change. Republican leaders and some moderate Democrats oppose the legislation, saying it's too expensive. Young says Maryland's Greenhouse Gas Reduction Act was amended in 2016 to call for a goal of 50% reductions by 2030. He expects the state to meet that goal by taking steps such as those in Baltimore County, which recently committed to switching to electric vehicles. But in the meantime, he points out that over the last 10 years, many Maryland regions are experiencing catastrophic weather events, such as in Ellicott City, which saw a 100-year and 1,000-year flood within 2 years.
Not only that, but just the flooding that generally we wouldn't see because our infrastructure was set up in such a way they could manage these larger incidences, but not these 100-year floods. Where our infrastructure wasn't set up for that, and business owners, residents seeing the impact on their livelihoods, their property.
The Build Back Better plan is proposing putting $105 billion toward investments and incentives to address extreme weather, such as floods, wildfires, and hurricanes, and to combat legacy pollution in communities such as Baltimore. For Maryland News Connection, I'm Diane Bernard. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.